hear like the most basic things you can do on all of our instruments, and then George would be out here just like playing his guitar with all 10 fingers and just really killing it. So as for his his influences are pretty clear in the technical metal scene. For me, I said this last time we were here, but it really hasn't changed. One of my biggest influences is Tim Alexander of Primus. Just like such an intersection of funk and metal and rock and everything I would love to be and try to be. Other than that, I also listen to a lot of like kind of math rocky stuff. Can't say I'm as capable of playing that because it's kind of difficult. But I try to incorporate it a little bit. Since Wrapped just came out today, my number one artist is Pup. That definitely influences my playing and my writing of the songs in this band as well. That was really long.
Very good.
That was perfect.
Very cool. Going off artists and stuff, do you guys have like a favorite album cover? One that just sticks out to you?
It's a really good question. I'm gonna have to think about that. I don't know.
We can always have you play a song, think about it while you're playing, get into the meditative groove of it, and then get back to it too. Whatever you guys are wanting.
Want
to
play another song?
Yeah, let's play another song.
Okay, cool. This next song's called Pizza Man. We didn't actually write it. Our friend wrote it after his job working as a pizza man.
Love
local
it.
Local or?
Local at Felino's. Yeah.
Ooh, shout out Felino's. Yeah.
Listening to this on the plane.
On the plane back from Spain.
Is this like a diss track or is this a love of pizza?
It's from the heart. It's from all the heart.
All right, we're
going
to
have to censor it. Is Pizza Man don't like work?
Don't like work.
Don't like work.
Yeah.
All
right. This just reminded me what my favorite album cover is.
Let us.
A little bit.
Do you want to let us know?
It just so happens to be the cover for the album that this very song was released on.
Oh, yeah.
Back
yeah, that is a really good album.
It's a pretty good album cover. Back in, I believe, 2019 on Bandcamp.
Deep
Scumbucha, Shake Well. On Bandcamp.
All right, so
perfect.
Let's do it.
Let us continue.
Love it.
Those lyrics are very self-explanatory. I like it.
Yeah, you can really feel it.
What it feels like to work at Felino's.
Yeah, he gave us the lyrics. We were like 15 or 16, and he like gave us the lyrics on a napkin.
He said he wrote it on the car ride over.
He wrote
it on the car ride.
It was like all scribbled.
Was he driving the car?
He was driving. Yeah, he was driving the car.
Yeah, that was good.
Super from the heart.
Yeah.
It was good to be able to let
that
live on.
Honestly, that's a.
Me too.
It's a deep cut.
That's oral history that we still play Scumbucha music because otherwise it is easily lost to time.
Passed down through generation. Yeah. Speaking of that, what's your writing process like? Like, is it something similar to that you just?
Yeah.
there's usually a little more thought put into it
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, honestly, it kind of changes. I mean, when we first started writing songs, our George, gonna talk about him a lot, I'm sure. He just like had this like whole discography of music that he'd like already written, but he's like, these are just like songs I've written, but I have no lyrics or like anything. So we would like work together on a lot of those. And then I guess that kind of just turned into like someone would bring a riff into the band and we'd be like, let's try to do this. And then I'd try to like write lyrics to it. And sometimes they'd be about stuff or sometimes they're just vibey.
Pretty much, yeah. I'd say we've had like the luck that most of the time, you know, someone usually comes to practice with an idea or something. And most of the time it's been, oh, I have like this riff or I have this entire song. Just write the rest of like, just write your own part to it. And so we've been able to write a lot of things in a pretty like, it sounds very corporate to call it like streamlined, but I guess that's really the only thing that comes to mind. Yeah, but well, it's always happened really quickly and pretty easily. It's not like we spend a lot of time just like, you know, throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks and just jamming a lot. Not to rag on that at all, but it's been really easy, I'd say, just for us to write songs. Like someone comes up and then we just write the thing that they didn't, just fill in the gaps.
Yeah, and we've done that a lot of times and then play a song once or twice and then realize that we don't actually like it very much and scrap it and then write a new song and continue on like that.
There's definitely a number of songs in the Dick Richard graveyard that are probably never coming back.
Our one-hit wonders.
Oh, dude, I love
One Show
Jerking
Wonders.
Beef Boys.
That's a crazy title.
That was a really good one.
Killing Time.
I can't say I even remember that song.
Enter the Bottle. Oh, my God.
Oh,
what
Enter the Bottle
that,
was actually
too bad
that's
that
still
one
a banger.
Away.
Yeah.
I think we probably played that last time we were here.
We probably did, yeah.
We very well might have. Anyway,
considering some of these, you know, unique and funny names, do you guys have like a favorite song title that you've come up with?
Meat Jerk and Beef Boys was a pretty good
one.
That
was pretty killer.
That was
from.
It wasn't an original thought.
No, it was from a Workaholics.
Workaholics
episode.
That's what it's called.
It was really on our minds when we wrote that song.
We were watching a lot of Workaholics.
We got I mean, what else do we have? Oh, I kind of like I like the first song that we played, Squirt Vonnegut. I thought that was kind of funny. Just because.
This I like.
This I like. We have a song called Gay Sex Pedal, which is pretty cool.
That is true.
I don't know. We're not that funny, honestly. We try to be.
Well, I'm hearing
just make ourselves laugh. We're pretty juvenile, so.
You're not giving yourself the credit.
Yeah, you are. I was just saying that. Like, I'm hearing some good ones, so I think you gotta give credit where credit is due, of course. Well, does anyone? Okay, I think we might want to get into another song. Maybe.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
let's swing back.
You got something,
let's
Max?
Let's circle back.
I already said mine. Mine is.
Oh,
Shake
that's
well.
Mine's also a little selfish, unfortunately, because it's something that we did, but it was only because I was involved in it. On our demos, there's a picture of two unnamed individuals because their eyes are blacked out. They look a lot like me and Gabe pushing like a toilet off of a balcony. And it's just like there's so much energy in the photo. It's just really, it's just full of so much excitement.
That's a good call.
It is a superb photograph.
It's really good. It tells a story, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Historians often equate it to the fall of the Berlin Wall, like the fall of that toilet.
I mean, I would too. Really, yeah,
of
course.
Emanate like that on Isham Street.
Yeah,
it did. Freedom rang that night,
and our landlord like somehow saw a picture of it or like heard about it, and she like thought we had like ripped a toilet out of the house. And was like,
she came to our door
and
demanded to be let inside.
She really thought the house.
What did you do to the place?
No, yeah, it was like, no, dude, Margo, we didn't do that.
It was another toilet.
There was another toilet. It's fine.
Well, she should have known that, really.
Because, so Yuli, it might also come up a lot today because Yuli's the best, but he had this idea, okay, I do my best thinking on the toilet, but I don't have to go to the bathroom all the time. So what if I find a toilet and just add it to the porch? And so he put that on the porch, and everyone else said, yeah, this is stupid. So
somewhere to think.
We removed it in the best way we know how. By emanating those two individuals that really look like Nat and Gabe throwing it off of a balcony.
Honestly, I think a lot of like interior designers should get on that and just bring a toilet seat on a porch.
Outdoor toilet?
They should, yeah, there we go.
Looking back, I think he was ahead of his time.
I agree. Yeah.
History will absolve him. We were really not on the right side of history, were we?
You guys destroyed it.
Do we want to play another one?
Yeah, let's play another song. Also, just a little reminder for the listeners, just before you start, if you have anything to say, you can call or chat in, because we would love to hear your thoughts about whatever's happening. Maybe they have a favorite album cover that they want to tell you guys about.
I'd love to hear it.
Of course. But that you can call in at 802-656-4399 or chat in. Make sure you're listening in at wrev.org too. But what's this next song you guys have cooking up for us? I'm excited to hear.
Yeah. All right. This next one's called Jaded.
I'm gonna wash away my will for death.
was amazing. I'm really loving this little concert atmosphere. It's like our own personal concert. If you guys, what was your best or favorite concert experience you guys ever had? Maybe it's the people you went with, the artist you saw, what you did. What's the best experience you've had at a concert?
That's a hard one.
That's a really good question.
All right. Favorite concert I've maybe gone to, at least in recent memory, Jeffrey Lewis came to Radio Bean. Were you there?
I was there. I saw them.
I love that.
I love Jeffrey Lewis.
That was
me
like,
and a friend
I went. Was so surprised. Like, he's like just one guy. I was like, I mean, it's Jeffrey Lewis, but there's no way he's going to be able to like just command the whole crowd the way he is able to do. But he just like.
He was amazing with the picture books and everything.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
His movies, his covers of
oh
the movies.
Oh my God. I DM'd him afterwards and he responded. I said, thanks for the concert. That was amazing. He was like, yeah, no problem.
That's awesome.
He's very personal guy. I love him.
Yeah, he was a super nice guy. I love that he was like asking to stay at someone's house afterwards.
My friend DM'd him offering a dorm and he was like, normally, yes, but I'm going to try to figure something else out.
Normally, yes. Yeah, I love that.
In recent memory for me too, I would say... I don't remember his name, but the Cello Goblin.
Yes.
Whoa.
Me and Nathaniel went to see at...
Ruchotticus, I think.
Ruchotticus, yeah.
Yeah,
at,
shout out.
At Radio Bean. It was just such a unique experience. The music was like nothing I'd ever heard, and him as a presence was just... like there was nothing that he wouldn't do in that place. He
are
was
there any of you guys aware of Ruchotticus, the Cello Goblin?
Nah, but I'm gonna check him out now.
Yeah, check
I
him
know.
Out.
Oh
he's
my
a
gosh.
Very accomplished,
name
like
that.
You know,
damn.
Classical cellist, and he's a goblin, and he combined could, those together.
And he's a goblin. I need to know more. I like every
he, like
he is a
whatever
goblin.
You whatever you think. That's yeah.
That's beautiful.
Whatever you
like,
think,
cast
that's
spells
what it is.
And stuff.
He he just says, you know, he just speaks his goblin language and he gets everyone else in on it. And he does goblin-like things. He
yeah,
rolls around on the ground and he jumps on everything that he can jump on.
Well, he was like in the rafters of Radio Bean.
He was in the rafters.
In the walls.
Outside. He was eating leaves.
While playing
the
cello?
Outside
or?
While playing the cello.
Damn. Mad respect.
I yeah. couldn't even do that without playing the cello, so.
Yeah.
What is fact or fiction?
He's a really
this
good
guy.
Cellist, too. Like, he was playing some, like, beautiful, beautiful songs mixed in between, like,
apparently, yeah, like, he got into Juilliard at, like, 16.
Oh, my God.
So
he's,
like literally prize, maybe the best cellist in the United States, and this is what he's chosen to do. My roommate is in Clive, who I believe was on
ooh,
here
yeah.
recently.
Yeah,
as
they
well.
Were. They were.
Shout out to roommate Caleb. But they got to hang out with him afterwards, and apparently he's just like chill. He's just like a guy, but he gets on stage and is a cello goblin and like a virtuosic cello player.
What I'm wondering is just like, was this an act of rebellion once getting into Juilliard? And it's just like,
probably.
I'm gonna throw
I, yeah.
it in a completely direction. That's,
I need to know the
yeah,
story behind
really
him. I need to interview
you
him.
Get
myself.
Him on the,
you gotta get cello,
on WRUV.
Cello Goblin on WRUV exposure.
Sure
yeah.
I don't doubt it. I think it would be a difficult interview to conduct. You need like translation.
To be fair, he might be in the rafters right now.
He could ooh. Be listening.
It's hard to say.
Are you out there?
Where he is at.
He's going to poke at one of these little ceiling tiles we've gotten come down for us. Say hi.
In that same vein of that question, what's been, like, your favorite experience of, like, a concert of your own and favorite bill, anybody you want to play in the future?
Well, my favorite concert that I went to recently
oh, sorry,
was
yeah, continue.
No, don't worry about it. Can I say this? Mannequin rhymes with...
you can... You're good.
Yeah. Those of you who know, you know.
Great artist,
yeah.
Super duper really, really good. Just, like, blew me away the entire show. And so that was really, really fun. Favorite concert we played was May of 23. We played at Higher Ground for the first time. And that was, like, the best day of my life.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah.
Because we, like, organized that one, too.
Yeah.
That was with...
For months.
Yeah.
We put that together. Yeah.
It was, like, our last, like, really big show, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. It's been all downhill from there, hasn't it?
Yeah, who was that with? That was with, like, Brunch and...
Hand in Pants, and Blackwater. Blackwater.
Blackwater, yeah. Ooh. That's right, yeah.
And now you're kicking it with the Goblin. You're slumming with him.
How far we've come.
You're kicking it with the Goblin now.
I wish we had played with the Goblin.
Hey, future Bill. That would have been amazing. There we go. Yeah.
Maybe that can be the dream Bill.
Mm. That is the dream Bill. It's like five minutes for us, and the rest of it is just seeing what he's going to do.
Maybe we could play with him, or he could, like, fill in.
Yeah.
He'd do his own thing. He could.
I think he'd take us over.
Yeah.
I see no reason why not. That's what we've really been missing this entire time. Goblin.
Okay. I think our listeners would love to hear another song. Do you want to introduce, let us know, maybe if it has any special background, you can always let us know. We love to hear little stories about that. Or if you want to get right into playing, whatever you're feeling.
Well, we have like a loose set right now. Are we allowed to play covers on here?
Yes, as long as, we don't have our GMR rule anymore. So you can play like any song as long as you censor it if it swears or anything. But yeah, what cover are you thinking of playing?
We think we're gonna play Pheromones by a Meth Wax.
Love it.
Unless we want to switch it up.
I like it.
I like it. Let's do it. It's a fun easy.
I don't know the story.
There's like probably a story. You could ask them.
I'll ask them. Yeah, I'll give them a call.
I think they broke up, so it'll be a little hard to get them on the actual show. But you know.
Thank you.
Love it.
I just like that song.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Kind of on the vein of like doing a cover and stuff like that. What if you could have like, if you're going on tour and you could either have like certain artists open for you, or you open, or you're opening for a certain artist, like who would that be? Have you like played a cover of theirs before? Would it be totally like out of the blue, like right field? But what are you thinking?
I think it would be pretty cool to open for the Cello Goblin, but we've already gone there. Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I think it would be really funny to open for Smash Mouth.
Oh, we did do that one time.
Yeah, we played All Star at a Halloween show once, and that was really fun, to answer the last question. That's my favorite show, I think, that we've played, was Halloween of, like, 2022.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Three.
Well,
yeah, Smash Mouth. Final answer. That's me.
Well, that has its own connected story that we covered All Star at that show, and what was it? Someone approached Nat afterwards, and that person's friend was there, and said, "Oh yeah." So it was a really fun show, and then they started playing All Star, and I was immediately inside of the scariest mosh pit of my entire life. So I took that's with fair. Such immense pride.
Yeah, that was nice.
And that's why it would be fun to open for All-Star. I mean, Smash Mouth.
What about you?
Let me see. I think it would be really fun to open for Idols.
Ooh, oh, good yeah. one.
Because I would love to see Idols, and that feels like the best chance.
And they're crazy. I saw them at Forest Hills Stadium in Queens.
Oh, really?
Unreal.
That's amazing. Mm. I would love to see them. Yeah, we also covered a song of theirs, and in preparing for it, they're a British band, and Nathaniel was singing, practicing it a lot, and he was like, sounds kind of silly, all of these lyrics, every song of theirs sounds kind of silly in like a normal or non-British accent, so he's like,
yeah, he's
came
like
to us
so
and was
British,
like, should
like
I sing this in a
like,
British accent?
I'm a bloke in my blood in Britain, and it's like,
it's like when you say it in a Vermont voice, it sounds very different.
I feel like that's how it goes, like when you're listening to an artist who's really British too, though, because I catch myself, like I'll be listening to someone who's, you know what, like when I was little, I loved Adele. I was a big Adele girl. And you can't sing these like really British sounding people's songs if you're not going into a really thick British accent. I think it's just not possible. And especially like maybe if you're doing a cover, you can just bring the accent along too for the ride. It's a kind of a part of the original source material.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think it would be really fun to open for Prince Daddy and the Hyena. I think that would go really crazy because their music is also just kind of like, I don't want to say sloppy, but it's grounded. It's clearly made by people and not a machine. And I think I hope we carry the same vibe at times. It feels like they would also hesitate to leave the basement.
Yeah. I concur.
Leave the basement circuit of playing.
I have a question for you guys, actually.
Oh,
let's hear it.
Would you rather have to kill a chicken every time you open your car, or fight a chicken? The chicken's trying to kill you.
Okay.
Or have to fight an orangutan, and that's every time you get into your car. Or fight an orangutan with a sword once a year.
Chicken easy. Well, it's a small chicken. I'm gonna kick it.
Yeah, well, no, but it's like it's gonna
to weigh on you though. That's
like,
psychological damage.
What if I?
You can prepare. It's like, you know, when you get into your car, like it's like, okay, a chicken's gonna come from somewhere and it's gonna try to peck my eyes out.
Is it any car or just my car?
It's any car.
Oh, okay.
So it might ruin the vibe on like public transport.
Yeah, or if I'm like with a friend or something. If I'm with a friend or trying to impress someone with my new car and a chicken comes out.
Yeah, that might be kind of tough.
That's why, yeah, I feel like a once a year sort of situation is a bit, like, do I know, like, when that year I'd be fighting this creature?
Nah, I don't think so. I think it's like sometimes, like, you probably have to walk around with a sword at all times.
Okay. But then I'd look really cool walking around with a sword.
Yeah.
I mean, I might get canceled, but like.
Again, you can't go on public transportation then.
No, you cannot.
Okay, then. Well, I don't drive, actually, so maybe.
It's any car, though.
Any car? Oh.
That's what the rules were.
Yeah, like, it was
like,
any car.
Like, even,
it
was any car. Even public transportation?
Maybe not like a bus.
Okay.
Maybe all right,
then I'll ride the bus.
Thanks,
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll ride a train. Yeah.
I mean, like, I would say chicken. What's going on? All right. I would say chicken, but, like, I love orangutans. They're just funny guys. I love them. I would never want to hurt them.
Yeah, I feel really bad about them.
I don't know what's happening.
What is? Speaking of trying to
hurt.
We're having a little technical difficulties
here.
Yeah.
1 second. A little technical difficulties.
In the meantime, WREV, we interviewed Joe P. He just came to Higher Ground last night. Go check it out. Spotify podcast. Logging on with DJ Logue. Yeah.
We've identified the problem. And we've semi-solved the problem.
This is unfortunate.
But it's the monitor.
What other would you rather should I ask? About that last one? No, I don't think that's not air.
Would you guys like a would you rather?
What?
Would you like a would you rather?
Yeah, if you have one. Yeah.
I have a great one. Would you rather $10,000 right now or be the best at karate within a yard, like a square yard? Wherever you go, you're the best at karate in a square yard, but you can't win money off of it.
What do you mean a square yard?
Like within a yard perimeter around you, you are the best at karate.
Oh,
so
I see.
Who's ever in that perimeter, you could beat them at karate.
Does that make me better, or does it make them worse if I, like,
it makes you better.
Contact? Okay.
But you can't win money off it or $10,000 right now.
Honestly, karate, like,
yeah.
Karate, because I can't win money, but that doesn't mean I can't, like, go to a tournament and
yeah.
just, like, smoke like a karate master.
100%. And then you could never get robbed or anything because you just karate out of it.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Other answers? Karate, $10,000?
The $10,000 would be not...
I mean, money. It's hard to say no to money, but I think the karate...
Karate for the honor, and then...
It would have to be karate.
Yeah.
That's...
I feel like
really
there's a lot of non-money things that you could make happen with...
Oh, yeah.
...with that karate power.
You could find a wife.
With karate?
With karate?
Karate.
No, through the dojos.
Find a wife, start a family, build a home.
Like
you know?
SpongeBob.
The start of
Sandy
a good rom-com
will
movie.
Notice me.
Maybe you could really. I'm thinking like karate. They like sometimes they're like breaking the wood. Maybe you could like you could get skilled there. You could start building things. Like you can make money off of that. I feel like you could really expand like maybe like a little karate like empire of things that are helped by doing karate. I don't know.
Yeah,
does anyone
get a
else
good
have
karate
any other?
Sponsorship.
We got one more answer,
karate
or 10K?
My, like, one-moment decision is probably going to have to be the karate, too, because I feel like the potential of that is way more than just $10,000.
Who wants $10,000 now when you can have karate forever?
Exactly.
That's the real question.
We're not going to have that $10,000 forever.
It's going to be our
not next
album
economy.
Title.
Karate forever?
Karate forever.
All right. Yeah, want to play another song?
Yeah,
sweet.
We would love to hear another one. And
cool.
Yeah.
The song's called Safe Word.
Why the heck not? We wrote it. We wrote it about our landlord, Margot. She's a nice lady.
You started. pretend it's not a crime. Smoke detectors popping, everything is red and black. You better do it now that you don't want to end up dead. Margo, why?
Sick. Oh my god. Love.
Thank you. Guys
were done. Just kept on going.
I thought you guys were done, and then I almost went to talk, and then it just got even better, and I was really blown away. Yeah. But the time is about 7 p.m., and we do, on the hour, every hour, we do have to read a little public service announcement. And if you want to play behind it, give us some jams behind it.
Can we read it all together, or wait? Or you have to read it.
No, you can read it all. You can read it all together. One of you can read it. You can play behind it. The opportunity. You could sing it. The opportunities are endless, and it all
would
all
like
the
sing
answers.
It,
sometimes we have like bands try to like play music behind the scenes. While you're saying it.
All the answers lie in this big black binder that you can flip through and pick anyone you want. And we also do have a little special message from the chat that we will read after our short little commercial break.
Big jacket.
Big jacket. We're going with this.
Yeah. Max, you want to lay down a drum line? Because I don't know if I can bring this over to you.
Sure.
All right.
Okay. Any prefs? Preferences?
I don't know.
Okay.
We're going to do big jacket.
Here I go.
You ready?
Big jacket. Have you ever wondered if people are going to make fun of you for wearing your winter coat? That people would point and laugh at you for donning a puffer in the mere freezing weather? If you're cold, it's okay to wear your big jacket.
Don't listen to what anyone else says.
Their teeth are probably chattering, and they just don't want to admit it.
It doesn't matter if you're a Vermonter or from out of state.
Screw the haters.
Wear the big jacket.
This has been a message from your toasty, warm, self-secure DJs at WRUZ 90.1 FM.
Love it. Thank
you,
Matt.
Feel the energy. Remember, wear jackets.
Wear your jackets, especially if you're going to go out on the town.
Yeah.
Don't freeze.
What are you doing?
Well, it's going to end up on the Snap story anyway.
It will.
Yeah. You punk.
There was, oh my gosh, there was a sweatshirt left outside of my dorm for a very long time. That had a funny
only
story.
One person.
I used to, I don't know.
Gavin.
Oh, Gavin. I used to, when we all lived together, played in the basement of the place we used to live at. When we would have shows and people would leave their sweatshirts, I would just throw them in my kick drum to muffle it. I had so many, and they were so gross.
Damn. Well, speaking of that, that was great. We got something in the chat. Here's what they've been saying.
Got a text. All
right, first one we got. Yeah. We got, what are you talking about that you could... what are you talking about you could start the actual Illuminati? You could be the super secret shadow president. You could pretend to be a magician and karate stuff.
This was in regards to the karate or 10K question. I believe they're on the karate side. We would love to hear your response.
That's pretty
so they
fair.
Could be all powerful, I'm guessing. That's yeah.
They're on the like, correct side of history.
Yeah, no, for real. What are your responses to that?
to your adoring fans on the other side of the airwaves.
Yeah.
I agree.
I agree wholeheartedly. I think you could do all that stuff and even more probably. I'm curious to see how the pathway differs to creating the Illuminati, whether or not I know a martial art.
It's probably easier.
If you knew karate, it would just come to you.
I feel like, yeah, the news would get you on the news for being the best at karate, and then they might
contact
you.
Within this square yard.
Like yeah, you no, you can move around, but it's just within right, the yard yeah, that yeah. you're in. Yeah, so that's the news true. Might get you, and then the Illuminati obviously would contact you because they want
yeah.
a you karate can, master.
They'd have to get you in there for sure.
100%.
That's kind of
that's
true.
The only thing they're missing.
That would be cool.
You can infiltrate.
They couldn't
afterwards.
Give me any money,
yeah.
though. That's the only thing.
They could give you a salary.
Ooh, that's really? Better than the 10K.
Well, I mean...
I guess it's not technically for karate. It's for being in the Illuminati.
Yeah. Mm. You're making decisions.
Probably pretty lucrative.
Y'all think the Illuminati is a non-profit?
like so they can write it off on tax?
That should be like a song title. Just like Illuminati.
Non-profit Illuminati?
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to ask. It's a little funny question. Since we're in Vermont, what Ben & Jerry's flavor do you think would describe your band?
Describe the band? Oh. Everything but the lead guitarist.
I wrote my college essay on that flavor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was well, one of it's one of
Jerry's
the.
What flavors are there these days?
There's so many.
Netflix and chill.
They have ooh, like variants.
We do have like an ex Ben and Jerry's worker in the
really?
House tonight.
Oh yeah, you're the expert. I feel like you should.
I wouldn't say expert. I worked there for 3 months, but you can't put me on the spot. I'm not the artist. I don't.
Half baked, maybe. I think.
Ooh.
That's yeah.
They got the Chance the Rapper
that
one.
Or maybe we can flip this question a little bit differently. Say, I mean, there's the Jimmy Fallon one.
Ooh.
There's like we have all of these celebrities having their own Ben and Jerry's flavor. What would you put in your own Ben and Jerry's flavor to be Dick Richard? What would that entail?
Beer.
Yeah. Maybe like some like. Love, I think, is the number
love.
One.
Beer
love.
And love.
How wholesome.
Some PBR.
Sweat.
PBR. Maybe some coffee. Like
coffee.
A PBR coffee.
Oh, what's
PBR
your little magic throat elixir?
Oh, yeah, my little magic throat elixir.
Yeah, it's
true.
Tea ice cream with...
Like salt and
lemon. Salt and lemon.
Probably some honey. Mold.
And some honey.
And some honey.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what whatever.
I think
all
our,
of that
all
stuff.
Of
I think
our ice cream would be more akin to a cheese.
Yeah.
Than an ice cream. But it would still be sold as ice cream. But it'd kind of be more
well.
Like cheese.
You put it on
yeah.
your bagels.
That's what
that'd
the
be,
Illuminati
we'd be a
is
schmear.
Up to. That's what they're doing.
We'd be a schmear for sure.
Schmear.
What are those ones where they've got like a chunk of something in the middle of the ice cream?
Ooh.
And ours, you would not want to get to that.
We
is
don't.
That,
you don't want to get
like
to the core.
Is that the core one?
That's,
yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah.
Well, they've got like the core, they've got the top, they've got the non-dairy, they've got like the sorbet. You don't want the core of the Dick Richard ice cream. You do not want the core.
It'll smell
guys,
bad.
Do not eat
it'll
the core of the
it'll
Dick Richard
really
ice cream
sick.
At 3 a.m.
It'll
challenge.
Make you sick.
Speaking of things that'll make you sick, you want to listen to another song?
Yes, of course.
Is
cool.
It, is it Touch Me, I'm Sick by Mudhoney? Oh, brother. All right, one moment. There actually is. Ready?
Ready? Question. Sorry, I got here late. I was occupied.
So
yeah, what's
good.
Up, new friend?
We How have new friends in the studio.
Yeah, you'd have
I'm
to. No, you'd have to fight.
I'm
the no, you don't have to fight the chicken.
Okay. okay. My question was, what's the weirdest place you guys have found inspiration for your songs?
Well, actually, our last song, I feel like. It's pretty. It came about in a kind of a weird way. So the song is called GSP, which is short for Gay Sex Pedal, and we wrote that. How did we even come up with get to? Oh yeah, we were in a Gunkwit, Maine, and I did not take my ADHD medication, and me and our friend Jasper and Yuli, we went on like a mission. To the beach, and some dude like almost like hit us with a car, and we were like, "Oh man, I guess he hit the he should have
hit the brake. He should have hit the gay.
He hit the brake. He should have hit the gay sex pedal." And it's not really that funny, but we thought it was really really funny for like a really long time.
That's pretty.
So that's probably the weirdest place we found inspiration.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Where do you go the most for inspiration? Is it just like other music or movies, TV?
Actually, yeah, movies sometimes.
Movies were pretty. There were a lot of songs where the lyrics were movie based.
Yeah, we have
got Tyler's
Honestly,
Club.
Yeah,
kind
Fight
of
Club.
Created like one of our best songs.
Yeah, we watched Fight Club. And I was like, man, what would it be like if you were like Brad Pitt, like on acid, and everyone was like, aren't you Brad Pitt? You're like, no. I'm just me. I'm just trying to do my thing. I'm just in the zoo. Like I'm trying to watch the orangutans move and hang out. So that was one. And then like, I don't know, I guess like books and stuff vaguely, but mostly just like sometimes try to like write stories, but usually it's just like little things from movies or like a random feeling.
Speaking of like inspiration and stuff, when you guys were younger, what kind of music was always playing, either that you were choosing to listen to or that you were exposed to?
I use the name.
Yeah.
I got you.
See what you did there.
I thought of the exposed first and then I came up with the question afterwards.
I think I listened to a lot. My mom made me listen to a lot of Janis Joplin, I believe, when I was a baby. And apparently, Lucinda Williams, she's someone, right?
She's someone, yeah. Sounds real.
Yeah, apparently when I was a baby, I would just love Lucinda Williams. I just loved her.
That sounds like something your mom would say.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Apparently, if I was freaking out, I would stop.
That was Simon and Garfunkel for me.
Ooh. Nice.
Listen to that.
That makes sense.
So many times as a baby. And after that, Billy Joel.
Ooh, yeah, Long Island. Yeah. I'm from Long Island, definitely.
Or like Green Day, low-key. That was like the first... American Idiot was like the first album I had on an iPod. And I love that, because they said the F word, and it was cool.
It's cool. That was cool when they did that. I don't really know, like, this is something I kind of explain sometimes to, like, people, because, like, I consider myself a musician, but neither of my parents, like, played, well, neither of them are musicians, but, like, there wasn't also a lot of, like, music around our house, so I don't really know where it came from. I do know one thing, and that was that my favorite song from the ages of, like, 4 to 7 was Shining Star by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And that still remains like one of my favorite songs. But that's like most of what I would listen to was that song.
I love that variety. Speaking of that, how do you think is like the Burlington and UVM music scene impacted your own music?
Whoa. There's a lot of ways to approach that question. I mean, like, we are, you know, we kind of came out of that. We started here and we're probably going to end here at UVM. Excuse me. How has it shaped us? I mean, that our biggest, I wouldn't say claim to fame, but our routine was kind of like playing basements. When we had one, we would play there all the time. Playing for people our age has been really fun too. Like, I think it was like one of the first times we left the basement. We played at Reuben James downtown.
Oh yeah, that was an eye-opening show.
It was just like a perfect storm of terrible, because it was like the day, I think it was like the day before St. Patrick's Day. It was like a Wednesday.
Like a random Wednesday.
It was like during March Madness or something.
Yeah, and it was like during dinner time.
Yeah, we had to prepare a 3-hour set. And yeah, we like did not have 3 hours worth of material, so we were like, all right, we gotta learn some stuff. And then yeah, it was just like so poorly organized, and then we get there and it was packed. It was like completely packed. After we had gone through like 3 songs, there were like maybe 15 people in the whole bar.
Yeah.
So that was pretty eye opening, because we kind of thought we were like, you know, we're like, oh yeah, we're pretty good. We're
kind of
good anywhere, in any context, all the time. Mm. And that wasn't true.
Mm-mm. And then we went back to the basement, and we killed it.
Yeah, we killed it.
And that's been fun. So yeah, just the fact that, I don't know, we live here, a lot of people play music here, a lot of people that play that music are students, a lot of them have basements. This is just like a super good town to be a musician.
Yeah, I suppose. A lot of people in Burlington are cool with going to DIY shows.
Yeah, it's like what you do around here, yeah, honestly. It's what I do. Mm-hmm. What I did on the weekends.
Yeah, and also just like having a basement, I feel like, was really like the main reason that we started playing. Just because like we had a rehearsal space, and like we would have friends over sometimes, and sometimes other people would come. We'd have like shows.
We'd have friends over when we were like, we're gonna make all of you listen to our terrible.
Yeah, we'd like throw a party and then turn off the music and be like, if you want to stay, you have to watch us.
Lure them all down into your basement and then trap them there.
It did just kind of reach that like critical point of connectivity where like eventually the people that started coming were like mostly strangers and not like our friends or friends of our friends. Not to say our friends didn't show up, but we had like, you know, the word just got out somehow.
Yeah, and then like other people also that like played music, which kind of just like allowed us to.
Also true. Oh man, us in the union. Oh, coming up with them.
Oh, that was great.
The proto Blackwater project.
We played out in the backyard and got a massive fine.
Oh yeah. Honestly,
yeah,
like
apparently you can't play outside after 11.
It's 10.
Or after 10.
Yeah.
That's bull. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Our roommate did a really good job at talking them down from a $3,000 fine.
Yeah. We did skirt a lot of money.
Skirted a lot of money right there, which was good. And then we decided maybe we should start charging money so we can pay for that fine.
True.
Do you guys have another song for us?
We do have another song.
I think so.
We have a couple. We have a few more.
Tyler's. Go. I'm
I will not have sex with you. I will not have sex with you. I will not have sex with you. With you.
That was Tyler's Burden. That was a song, Tyler's Burden, that we wrote.
Like Tyler Durden from was, Fight Club?
Like Tyler Durden from Fight Club, exactly.
Wow.
You can see the connection there.
Very cool.
It's crazy.
If you had a movie you could do the soundtrack for, what movie would it be?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Crank 3.
Yes. Crank 3. We'd have to make the movie, too. But... But Crank 3. Oh, my
not
God.
Crank,
yeah. You guys ever are familiar with the Crank series?
With Jason Statham's masterpiece, Crank 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, excellent. Well, we had an idea for Crank 3. Okay. We wrote most of it. Or we wrote
some scenes in great detail.
That's true.
Yeah, we watched Crank 1 and 2 back to back, and then for like an hour and a half, we were just like...
We had like a screaming match where we talked about all the things we wanted in Crank 3.
Did. I missed that.
Are we allowed to hear some of this, or do you not want the public to know about your script?
Oh, no, you guys can hear. Honestly, I feel like the more input we get, the better.
Yeah.
Oh.
And now we can get the word out.
You
some investors
make a concept
can reach out
album.
Early.
Yeah, get those
and then
venture
like,
capital
yeah.
in the building.
I think George actually did start making music for.
He has a song.
He has a song that he's like, this is the intro to Crank 3. but yeah, so in this one, instead of okay, so it's a couple things. He has to stay on fire the whole time.
What else was there?
It was actually Jason Statham. I have all the notes.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
It was.
Oh, he was cloned at one point, and
yeah, some guy who's a fan of Crank kidnaps Jason Statham and clones him, and then makes them both have to stay on fire to be alive. And then also makes them fight each other so that he could get the strongest one and harvest his organs to use as his own.
Does Jason Statham know he's been cloned, or is it kind of like a big surprise at the end where he sees his clone?
He knows he's been cloned because they have to fight to the death with each other, but then they team up.
Of course.
Yeah, because he's in search of, is Jason Statham, or is Crank 3 the hybrid Statham? And this dude is looking for, like...
The ultimate Statham.
The ultimate Statham.
Crank to the max.
Yeah. Yeah, we wrote a scene where he like breaks into a gas station and like chugs some gasoline and like
and then lights it.
Yeah.
How is he able to stay on fire? Like is just being normal just
we didn't
crank
get
logic?
That far.
Crank logic?
Just like how is he able to withstand all that voltage and crank too high voltage?
That's fair.
I don't know.
That is fair.
He's just the best.
He's such a good actor. He can withstand.
That's true. No, he did
and
all his own stunts. That is, there's no effects going on. He just actually did that. Like he plans to actually set himself on fire.
Yeah, he actually jumped out of a helicopter.
He did,
no
and
parachute.
Survived.
Any That's other just... movies?
Yeah, I don't know.
Crank 4.
Just making it into eternity.
I mean, the ideas are all there. We could take that to the end of time.
Dick Richard presents.
Take
Crank
it like
17.
We'll get like Crank 3 through 10 at least by the time you're done.
Yeah, honestly, movies are like totally. I'm blanking on even a single movie title right now.
Oh,
movies.
What
man.
About
like what even
Bronson?
Oh yeah, Bronson. Ooh, actually Bronson. That would be really cool.
Yeah. It's what's his name?
Charlie Bronson.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, I would say that. Is
Tom
that the
Hardy.
One Tom Hardy? Where,
yeah, that's what I was looking for. Yeah. Tom Hardy is playing Charles Bronson, who is the most dangerous, the most violent British prisoner of all time. So it's just showing him like constantly fighting people and guards and getting thrown in solitary and getting out and then doing it again.
I feel like that's a lot of Tom Hardy movies.
He does a really great job.
I'm noticing from you guys is how you talk about movies. When you're looking for a movie, you bring up the main actor a lot. When you're looking for a movie, do you find the actor first and you look through their movies first? Or are you looking for a movie and you're like, oh, Jason Statham's in this?
I think it's more for me, like, we look for the actor of the movie. Like, Jason Statham was in Crank 1 and 2. So it's like, okay, Jason Statham's in this. That's cool. I want to watch that movie. Or, like, Brad Pitt was in Fight Club. All right.
This movie's probably going to be pretty
good. It's probably going to be pretty good, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Tom Hardy is in Bronson.
He's in Bronson.
He's also Bane.
And he's been and Venom. Lot. I'm just like surprised going
Venom?
Back.
Mm-hmm.
How many?
Yeah, he was that other boxing movie,
Warrior.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's actually a really good movie.
We all know you love you some Nick Cage.
Ooh,
I do. I wouldn't say I'm the biggest.
I love some Nick Cage.
I feel like Gabe's the bigger Nick Cage.
Maybe that's true.
Any Nick Cage movie. I won't say they're all the best movie, but he is always the best part of whatever movie he's in.
He's just a lively actor. Yeah.
He's the most Nick Cage. You know?
Exactly. No one
does it like
him.
Can
be him.
From Ghost Rider to National Treasure.
He's in. Yeah. He does a really good
and
job.
And everything in between. Pig.
Oh.
Pig, that was
a good one.
He was just in, what was the movie where he was the killer? The big movie over the summer.
Oh.
Long Legs.
Long Legs.
Yeah.
Hot take, I did not love Long Legs.
I agree.
But
it was better. Actually, that's the one exception. That was better before they revealed Nick Cage. He was the goofiest killer.
You look so cute.
Oh, my. You remember, was that Fanatic?
Fanatic.
Oh, my God.
Okay. That was John Travolta.
I know. Dear listener, this is a movie for you to listen to. I mean, watch. Also listen to, for that matter, it is John Travolta, huh? Oh, yeah. So John Travolta is the main character, kind of the villain. He's really, really obsessed with, I think, a character played by Fred Durst. Fred Durst, in fact, directed this movie. If you don't know who Fred Durst is, he is the lead man of Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, get off
and
WRV
at one point during
know.
The movie, well, needless to say, the movie's not very good. But at some
it's
point during the movie,
really hard to get through.
the character that Fred Durst plays is like in the car with his son, and he's like playing Limp Bizkit, and he's like, "Yo, you ever listen to Limp Bizkit? They rock!" It's like it was just so like ham-fisted. It was pretty fun. Yeah. I liked watching it, but it was definitely not good. I would want to make the soundtrack to that movie.
It would be the best part of the whole movie.
Because that means I would be Limp Bizkit.
Oh.
I would then inherit the throne.
You guys got another song? We got other songs. We got three more songs.
Let's do it.
Oh, this is ballad.
Cool.
We'll be right back.
dropped my pick right into my water class.
Classic.
Right in there.
Neat.
We'll give you a second.
I got another.
Okay, perfect. You got another one. Oh, you came with backup.
I came prepared.
Wow. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Did you know that the pick was maybe going to fall in the water, or do you come prepared just in general?
I stay strapped. You never know when you're going to have to play a guitar.
He's
ever.
A professional.
Ever.
He stays prepared.
Yeah, no, I do for some reason have like 8 picks on me, so we're good.
Okay, perfect. Have you ever had to just whip out the guitar randomly? Like, is that why you stay strapped with 8 picks on your person? Or is it just you love the guitar that much?
I feel like I never know when I'm going to want to play it. And I always have my wallet on me. So I'm just like, yeah, why not?
Solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys got 2 more songs, right?
We do have 2 more songs.
And
we're approaching the end, I believe.
Yeah, we are.
We are running short on time. We are at 7:37 right now. We can go until like 7:55, so we can chat a little bit more.
Cool. But yeah, let's just, we got like 2 more songs, so let's just.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah. Just do it. Yeah.
Do it.
40 Cents and Too Drunk to Come.
Cool.
Love it. Perfect.
Shall we?
Cool.
Sweet.
Let's
shall.
Do it. Let's do it.
Do I start this?
Thank you.
Love it. Amazing. Incredible.
Yeah. How much time do we have? Do we?
7:41. We're pretty good. We're pretty good on time. We can chat for a bit if you would like. There's no super rush.
Cool.
You're out of breath.
I am a little bit. I'd like to have a sip of the water that I dropped my guitar for.
Yes, of course. Take your time.
I wanted to ask, is there any particular song, particular artist that's currently in your rotation right now that you want to shout out?
I've been listening to a lot to the song Two Beers In lately I forget. I'm blanking on the band name. I'm a fake fan. Free Throw, yes. I've been listening to that a lot. It's a good one.
Sweet.
What are you guys thinking?
Been listening to a lot of Doc Watson. He's pretty cool. Doc Watson.
Oh, Doc Watson. I thought you said Dog Water. Shout out to Dog Water.
Dog Water, dude.
You remember those guys, Dog Water?
They were nice.
They were crazy.
They were cool.
I don't think I can leave this room without bringing up Cassiopeia.
Cassiopeia, of course.
They stay in there.
Beautiful.
On my Wrapped, it said like because I started listening to them, and then it was like April was the month that you listened to Frutiger Arrow Japanese Jazz Fusion Driving music.
They're all of those things at once?
Apparently.
According to Spotify.
According to the magic that is the Spotify algorithm.
Are they Japanese jazz?
Yeah. That's sweet. The one thing you could say they are is Japanese jazz fusion.
Well, sweet.
Love it.
Yeah.
Let's just do it. Let's play. Let's just
play. Feeling the groove.
Shall we?
Let's just do it. Yeah.
Your final song, what is it?
This is a cover. It's the cover. It was like the first cover we ever learned, and I've been playing probably the longest.
Yeah. It stood the test of time.
It is a very fun one. It's a Together Pangea song.
Love it.
Too many.
drunk to come. Too drunk to come. Too drunk to come. Too drunk to come.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we let you go and before we are done with our time here, I'd love to know about any current projects you guys have cooking up, any current plans, what any shows coming up? What do you have happening?
Shows, that's a great question. None on the horizon. However, we do potentially, hopefully, on the horizon have some music coming out.
Yeah.
Some of which you did hear tonight, if you are listening.
And some of which you did not.
Some of which you did not.
Some surprises in there, then.
Yeah. Going to be releasing an EP, TBD.
TBD, ETA soon.
Yeah. But honestly, it's pretty good. Shout out River.
River Hartley of the band RVR Mastermind. She
amazing.
She is a gem.
Producer.
Sweet. Are we going to get any collaboration with the orangutans or
the goblin?
The goblin guy? Yeah.
He blocked me on Instagram, but I'll
what? Okay, this is the craziest turn events because we've been praising him the entire time, and then I hear this.
I just text him every night. I'm like, ooh,
it's on site next
like
time.
It.
Yeah.
Apparently, I've offended him.
Of course. I mean, if you're texting him maybe on Instagram, where can we find that Instagram? Where can we find out more about maybe these upcoming secret little projects you have going on?
Yeah, Dick Richard Band on Instagram. Check us out.
That's
post
where
on there sometimes.
Sometimes.
That's where the news goes.
Not always, but sometimes.
Keep your eye on the Spotify or whatever platform you use to stream, find music, wherever it is available. We use DistroKid, so it goes just about everywhere. Shout out to DistroKid. It goes to, like, literally places you've never heard of.
Love it.
Like Deezer.
Shout
it
out.
From the mountaintops.
I think that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for coming to WRUV.
Thank you
to all our listeners who are tuned in at WRUV 90.1. FM Burlington. Oh wait, do we have another chat? We do have more chats. So before we have a little more.
I thought that at one point Richard Nicholas Cage was setting up to be the ultimate Joker when he was hitchhiking on the road, Chef's Kiss. If he was the Joker, but it was stagnant in its pacing, maybe just a 6 out of 10 movie, 4 out of 10 for me at least.
With someone
legs.
Like
we got a real visionary in the listening crowd tonight.
With someone like voice to text
screaming
from across
and
the
room. And all the comments that we read tonight are
the same
person.
Oh
so they've
God.
Been invested. Shout out to whoever did that.
Shout
dear listener,
you,
dear
listener.
Chatter, please get in contact. You clearly have some ideas.
Go DM them at Dick Richard Band.
Have the expertise to actualize them.
Totally.
And we'd be happy to help.
Also, finally, like we said before, this is our final exposure of the semester. Thank you guys for a great semester. Thank you for listening. Thank you for my panel, everyone like that. And also people
those who are no longer
back.
With us
yeah.
who had to leave early.
Semesters.
Those who came late.
And remember, we start back again on January 22nd on Wednesday.
Do we know who we're having? January 22nd on Wednesday?
Let me check.
I think this would be...
What
Ivy? It's not in yet? Okay, it's going to be a surprise, but tune in on January 22nd.
You'll have to follow our Instagram.
Yeah, WRUV Exposure.
With the period in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To just let you know it's 2 words. Okay.
And follow Dick Richard Band.
I think that's first.
That's
then
priority.
Exposure.
Yeah.
You're already here. You know us. But yeah, thank you for coming in. We appreciate your time and everyone have a great rest of your Wednesday evening. Yeah, that's all. Thank you for tuning in to WREV 90.1 FM Burlington.
Happy Wednesday, UVM.
Yeah, we're out.
I see daylight. I see daylight in my mind.
Rock and rollers, this is Tim Butler of the Psychedelic Furs. You're listening to A Better Alternative on WRUV 90.1 FM.
Plans to see her twice after the first kiss. I could picture when I close my eyes.